Hello, this is Nanette Weiser, your host, and today, the accomplice of Rui Farias from the St. Pete Museum of History and his historically St. Pete. Welcome, Rui. Take it away.
How are you? How are we doing today?
Well, we are all doing well, but we send our condolences, our thoughts, and our prayers out to the community. Rui, share with us a little bit about what happened with the St. Pete Museum of History, and I think today we're going to talk about the Storm Edition.
And, you know, and I agree with you. I mean, this has just been unprecedented. I mean, at least in obviously in our lifetimes and probably our parents' lifetimes. We were very fortunate at the Museum of History, especially because of where we're located right there on the pier, that we suffered very minimal damage. I mean, we lost power, of course, internet, phones, that type of stuff. But we had very little water intrusion, which I could not believe. I actually... this past week is just like all melted together. So it was probably like Friday morning at 5:30 in the morning, whenever when the storm passed through. I snuck down there, and the police officer very graciously let me walk through to check out the museum to make sure we still had a museum. And when I wandered through with my flashlight, and I just couldn't believe that we didn't have. I thought we would be underwater, but I couldn't believe that we did not have the destruction that we anticipated.
Well, that's wonderful news. I want to start a little bit about the history of destructive hurricanes, and let's start with that, and then let's talk a little bit about the historical buildings from the Civitan to the Don Cesar along the beaches that have been impacted by the storm, Rui.
Well, you know, there's been, before this past week, there have been two major storms that have always been talked about throughout our history. You know, one was in 1848. That did significant damage along the Gulf Coast. That was a direct hit that we had here in Tampa Bay. Fort Brooke, which is now Tampa, was the military fort, was underwater. Legend goes that the lighthouse keeper at Egmont Key had to actually tie himself to the lighthouse, not to be dragged out to sea. It changed the. It resculptured our barrier islands. That hurricane was so strong that it came spinning in, sucking all the water out of Tampa Bay, and then forcing a wall of water back into to the Tampa area. And I read somewhere along the way, through the years, that one of the people that came in on a boat as they were heading towards Fort Brooke, entering Tampa Bay, said they looked to the north, which would have been St. Petersburg, obviously, and said they didn't see anything for miles. So a lot of what is currently St. Petersburg must have been underwater during that time. So that was just a massive destructive hurricane. And then, of course, the one that we've always used as an example of what could happen was the hurricane of October 1921. And they didn't even have names for the hurricanes back there. It was just known as the storm of October 1921. It was a direct hit. It was the last time that we had a direct hit from a hurricane. And it caused significant damage. At that time, we had four major piers along our waterfront. They all suffered damage. A couple of them were just massively destroyed. And, of course, they're all made out of wood. That's why when they built the new pier in 1925, it was concrete. But that storm basically flooded everything from what we now know as our waterfront along Beach Drive all the way up to 4th Street was underwater. And as far as categories go, if I remember correctly, it was a high category 2. That struck us. So, again, I mean, that's the storm that we've kind of always gauged these other hurricanes by, as we've been incredibly lucky throughout the years to dodging these bullets. But this storm was just, no one saw this coming. Well, I guess the broadcasters did, but the people didn't really see this coming because, when you think about hurricanes, you think of wind and rain and all that, and we didn't really have a whole lot of that for a sustained period of time.
It's really amazing. So let's start with Gulfport and the Coliseum, which has suffered heavy damage. Mm-hmm. A little bit about the Coliseum and its history, and, fill us in on that.
Well, I mean, it dates back to, the days of Hamilton Diston, when that area was actually known as Diston City, and his plan was obviously to build one of America's greatest cities right there on the southern tip of Pinellas County. You know, the pier was built, the casino was built there. And then, of course, the trolley line made its way from St. Petersburg out there. So the trolley line actually went out onto that pier, taking people to what would become the Gulfport Casino. That whole area along the waterfront there, you know, as historic as it is you know, that's a good example of when you have these historic buildings that are still used in modern days and everybody loves them. And, I mean, from what I've not been out there, but from what I've seen of, you know, the videos and the news and the photographs, it sustained horrible damage out there.
So, folks, we want to encourage you to go to the Gabber online, Kathy Silvestri and her small but powerful team and their webcams, even on CNN. They continue to cover it. So let's move to Reddington and the Civitan, which is no longer.
A lot of these, man, there's so many of these historic structures along the Gulf beaches. And when you think about the meeting places, like you mentioned, and you think about some of the cool beach bars. I mean, growing up here, I mean, when you reached the age of, you know, being able to drink or just about there, they let you in anyway. So, you know, you'd go to these beach bars from St. Pete Beach all the way to Clearwater Beach, and, you know, that was just what you did. And they, you know, the music, that the live music that was there. And I mean, I almost cried when I saw a picture of the Kentucky on Sunset Beach. It looked like sand went all the way up to the top of the bar. I'm thinking, God, I was just talking to Nevin Sittler, who is our historian at the Museum of History, and he, you know, mentioned that the first time he went out there, he's sitting at the bar, and all of a sudden, you know, this band was playing, and he walked up to him after the set and said, God, you guys were great. And it was Pete Gallagher and Ronnie Elliott, you know. So there's just an amazing history of not just musical venues, but businesses along the Gulf beaches that, of course, we became famous for, that I'm afraid to say are just completely destroyed now.
So tell us a little bit about what is still going on. I know you've got planned for a haunted tour with Brandi Stark coming up. Is that going to still happen?
Next Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. So that looks to happen still.
Correct. I mean, and I'm going to say we're up and running. We still don't have telephones or internet yet, but, I mean, we have air conditioning. That's all that matters.
You have Dixie cups.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Well, thank goodness for cell phones, right? Because, I left the museum to come here, and I was talking to the staff, and they're like, I'm like, well, just go old school, get a pad and a pen, and start, I remember not having computers, so, you can always do something. We're up and open, and thank goodness, because we lost power for a couple of days, and of course, the first thing that went through my mind was the archives that we have upstairs, in the museum. So, I really need to thank the city and Duke Energy for, working overtime to get power back to the Pier District so those treasures of the city are still preserved.
Well, thank you so much, Rui, for giving us a storm update historically. And horrible Helene, you're gone. Again, Rui, thank you. And tell people where they can find out more information about the museum.
Absolutely. So just go to our website, historystpete.org. Find out about our exhibits, our tours, all the activities we have coming up. This has been just a horrible thing. And again, our thoughts or prayers are out with everyone, here in the Bay Area that has suffered. And, we're trying to do whatever we can. We're actually working with a couple artists to come up with some sort of plan to help people restore or preserve their art that may have been damaged in the storm. So everybody, I think, is pitching in, and that's what we need to do here.
For Radio St. Pete, thank you so much.